Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock wants to say thank you for being a part of their success here in 2016. And they've got some dates they want to share with you for early 2017. Coming up on the 11th, 12th, and 13th of January will be the 30th annual Bell Ringer Sale at Doubletree Denver Stapleton North in Denver. The catalog deadline to get cattle in that sale coming up on the 28th of December. Bell Ringer Sale number 30, the 11th through the 13th of January. Then their first regular every other week video auction of the new year comes up on Thursday, January 26th, coming out of their studios in Fort Worth, Texas. Yep, I said Thursday. Starting in 2017, they're moving their every other week's video auctions from Friday to Thursday. For more information, you can always go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call at 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. With the election of Donald Trump to be our 45th president of these United States here in 2016, a big story for farmers and ranchers, who he has picked to be his EPA administrator. Talk about 180 degrees in a different direction compared to Gina McCarthy. Scott Pruitt, Oklahoma Attorney General, is just exactly that. And according to Tom Buchanan, president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, it is a great selection for the farm and ranch community.
Oklahoma family farmers and ranchers have learned a lot about Scott Pruitt in the last 6-7 years. We've seen him be attorney general in the state of Oklahoma, who has looked out for and helped Oklahoma's family farmers and ranchers. We believe in the man greatly. I want you to know I've fielded many calls from across the nation from my fellow State Farm Bureau presidents asking about Mr. Pruitt and what I think he will do. And my short answer is that we know what we've had in Gina McCarthy and the overreach and the overburdensome regulatory authorities coming out of EPA, and we believe that that will change and change for the better. Oklahoma's family farmers and ranchers are environmentalists. It does us no good if our land and our water is not productive. We have to protect that. We do want appropriate regulation, but we also need to have the ability to use that land so that we can take those natural resources and turn them into ag commodities that the rest of the nation enjoys. And I do believe that Mr. Pruitt will start to allow that to happen in a better way. I think he will be land use friendly while at the same time maintaining those needed environmental oversight, so to speak. So I look forward to it. I think it's going to be a great thing, not only for Oklahoma, but for the nation as a whole. I think that Scott Pruitt is the right guy at the right time and look forward to supporting him. And
Buchanan says there are some worries among his Farm Bureau peers in the Midwestern states where ethanol is very important about Scott Pruitt's association with the energy sector of our economy. But he says he doesn't worry about that. He believes that Scott Pruitt will enforce the law. And the Renewable Fuel Standard is one of those laws that he will be enforcing in the days to come. At the end of the day, he believes Scott Pruitt will be immensely popular with the agricultural community because he gets it about who farmers and ranchers are.
Ron, you know, but I want your listeners to know that farmers and ranchers really don't have big stock holdings on Wall Street. They don't have giant 401k retirement plans. Their equity is in their land that they own and that they operate. And if we don't treat that and maintain that to a sustainable level, we shoot ourselves in a proverbial foot. So we are about taking care of natural resources, but we also understand that you have to take the handcuffs off so that we can use those to be profitable, to be productive, so that this nation and the rest of the world has the food that it needs.
Farm Bureau's Tom Buchanan. You've got farm news on Ron.
Early bird pricing's been extended through December. Save up to $150 on the 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference in Salina, Kansas. It's January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions from 37 top speakers on soil health, plus keynote addresses and the popular trade show. Presented by Farmer's Edge, sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Aeroseed, Echo Ag Solutions, AgroLiquid, and Needham Ag. Register and get all the details at notill.org.
At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.